Colcord. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 22, 1900. Brother Colcord. In reference to your family returning to America without you, that would not be the right thing to do. As for urging you to remain, I have done so because I felt it my duty to do this. I know that unless the work of reformation in the boy should become certain, and the spirit of rebellion and disobedience be forsaken, you will find Satan working with his ingenious, masterly, deceiving power until there is no restraining hand that will have the least influence over him. Your inability, and your wife's, to manage the boy and to exercise the restraint a father should exercise over a son is evidence of an inability in yourselves to manage the case of your son. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verse 1, 2, 4-6. Be careful, my brother and my sister, the course you pursue. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in body and spirit, which are God's. All that we have said in reference to your leaving this field for America has been to save you from graver perplexities. We do not want either of you to take part with the enemy, who is working in the mind and heart of the son to ruin his parents by his course of action. We say, if you wish to go to America, believing that God leads you there, go. We will not hold you. But it cannot be your wife's duty to go with her family and leave her husband behind. The gospel was designed to make all who embrace it children of God and members of one family, to give them free access to him as their father, and lead them to love one another as brethren. Satan is working decidedly through your son to misjudge and alienate your heart from those who should be one in mind and spirit and action. So far as I am concerned, I will not hold you in this country. You should not be bound about by anything to hold you. And may the Lord guide you in all wisdom is my prayer. I have had light. I have given you that light. Now I have felt it was not doing justice to your brethren to allow your son, in whom I know and you know Satan is working his will and pleasure, to guide and control you, which he is doing. But I will not say one word to hold you.